Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Santo Tercivia, who is an economist and a partner with Floor Focus, and who just worked with us on the annual report. Santo, how you doing?
I'm doing fine, Kemp. How are you?
I'm good. Good to talk to you. We just spent an exhaustive 5 weeks putting together our annual report, the May issue of Floor Focus. I wanted to talk a little bit about the headlines before we get into some of these interesting statistics around what 2015 was like versus 2014. I want a quick shout out to the people who worked on it. Obviously, you were a big part of it, and Darius and Kalista and Jessica here on our team. I mean, it was a lot of interviews, a lot of work. It's a 100-page book. It's in the mail. Most everybody should get it by Friday. Real quick, let me just run through a couple of the top numbers. 15 was up 3.6% overall. This is the wholesale value of flooring materials. The year before, well, that's comparing 14 to 13, it was up 3.8%. So it was down just a hair in growth. The number this year is $20.5 billion, and last year's number was 19.8. So as you look at some of the big headlines, I guess the reason that we didn't see the growth is because carpet, especially residential carpet, was down a little bit. Carpet was actually up just a hair, thanks to the contribution from the commercial business. So even though carpet is just slightly up, it's still almost three times bigger than the next biggest category in the United States. We've got wood is the next biggest category. Carpet is $8.4 billion, and wood is just under $3 billion. You know, so it's still a very significant category, although it is losing market share, and we can get into some of those numbers in a minute. Interestingly enough, though, most people know the fastest growing category is resilient, thanks to LVT. It grew 11.6% to $2.4 billion. Rubber flooring, although it's just 3% of the market, grew 9.3%. Next was ceramic. It was up 9.8% overall, but when you just start counting the floor tile was up 7.3%. And wood grew 6.6%, as I said a minute ago, just under $3 billion. Area rugs grew 3%, and laminate was down 5%. So those are the big headlines, right?
That's correct. And before we all go to the funeral for carpet, I think carpet has a floor that eventually, on the residential side, I don't see Americans accepting hard surface in a big way in bedrooms. That represents about 35% of a typical residential home. And so I think carpet will probably stabilize at around, 35%, even though it's, slowly but surely going down so far, and it hasn't reached its equilibrium point yet, but I think carpet will be around for a while.
Yeah, and just quickly, we have sections on each one of these categories, and it's just a 20-page report, but in carpet, we talk about a continued bifurcation. We've got a lot of volume on the low end of the business, and then we also have, some significant volume on the upper end of the business, and one of the trends we're seeing with carpet is people are buying for one room at a time, and they're putting in better in goods, more pattern goods, thicker carpet. So there's some interesting trends that you can get as you read through each one of these categories.
That's right.
We should probably talk real quickly about the top five players in each category. In carpet, Shaw's still the biggest at $3.2 billion. Mohawk is next at $1.9 billion. Engineered floors, interestingly, number three spot at $5.4 billion. And I got to point out that we're not talking about the J&J acquisition because we're talking about 15 numbers. Interface is next at $520 million and Bow U at $504 million. And if you want to go to the sixth position, Dixie's got that at $419 million. And then the next biggest category is wood. Armstrong still the big leader there at $428 million. Shaw at $284 million, Mohawk at $221 in third place. We've got Mullican in fourth at $135 and Somerset in fifth at $123 and Mannington in sixth at $94. And the next category, ceramic, obviously Mohawk and Deltile, Marazzi, they're the big gorilla there at $1.1 billion. Then we've got Crossville next, and then Stone Peak and Florida Tile and American Florum. So that's ceramic. And then fourth in rugs, Mohawk is the big guy there at over $650 million. Maples is next. Then we've got Oriental Weavers and Orion. The next category is resilient. Obviously, as we mentioned earlier, the fastest growing. Armstrong is number one at $510 million. Mannington next at $386 million. Tarkett at $322 million. Mohawk at $210 million. I should point out that these are 15 numbers. With the acquisition of IVC, that'll put Mohawk a lot closer to the top. And then Congoleum at $138 million. And last of the categories is laminate. Mohawk, again, leader there with $368 million. Clarion, number two, with $150 million. Shaw at $99 million. Swiss Chrono at $98 million. And Mannington at $47 million. So those are the big players.
Yeah, we're seeing some consolidation going on in the laminate business. And there's some overhang, I think, too, from the formaldehyde issue. And I don't think that's totally played out in the consumer's mind yet. But we should see laminate starting to stabilize as well, hopefully by the end of next year. But I got to tell you, I'm always amazed at the ceramic tile. The innovations that are going on there just keep pushing that product forward, and I don't think there is a category in floor covering more innovative than ceramic tile right now. They're even moving to get those new porcelain panels as outside cladding on buildings, and you know, it's a whole new application for ceramic tile.
Well, we should point out that in the rest of the world, if you look at the global flooring market, ceramic tile is certainly the biggest category. So it's somewhat of an anomaly that the U.S. is bigger than carpet.
That's correct.
All right. Well, another thing that's in this report is this U.S. investment number. I mean, we are seeing a huge amount of dollars being spent in the flooring business on U.S. factories. So that should certainly change the dynamics of the industry, won't it?
That's correct, because in the resilient category, and a lot of the investment we're seeing is for LVT production, imports of LVT are running a little more than half of the consumption right now. When these new plants come online, I should say, the importers are not going to give up that business too easily. And so it's going to be a real fight, and I don't think we're going to be seeing price increases anytime soon in the LVT category.
Mm-hmm. We are seeing price increases in the wood category, aren't we?
Yeah, and in a resilient sheet, but definitely in the wood category.
All right, Santo. Well, again, I appreciate all your hard work on this. It's as good as ever of an annual report, and everybody should take a look at it when they get it on Friday. So, again, been talking to Santo Tresivia about Floor Focus's May issue, our annual report issue, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.